Stream? We want to start the stream. There we... No, we've started. Yeah, I clicked the wrong button. No, it's all right. I'm not that evil. I'm not that evil. So...
For that lovely, lovely introduction. It's far too kind. Thank you very much. And hello, all of you wonderful people out there in the Twitch universe and the people watching this VOD.
Yes, bye. So... We are indeed live, and that gentleman there, see, I got the finger around the right way this time for everyone who's watched this before and mocked me for it. That is Sir Game Knight, and he is an absolute gentleman of the internet, my personal favourite Twitch streamer, and a genuinely lovely guy. And as you can see, a lover of all things retro. Look at that behind him, that powerful wall. It's a powerful wall. It's a strong wall. I like it.
It's an actual wall, right? This is not green screen, guys. Look, like, I always peel the SimCity one off because I kind of want it to fall off and be replaced. But look, there we go.
Sorry for all you SimCity fans out there.
Oh, I mean, I'm a SimCity fan as well. For some reason, I've just taken a dislike to this poster. I think it's because it used the most colour of any of the posters. That poster, that's like an £8 poster just there when I printed it off.
It looks good. It's perfectly fine. So, yes, thank you for joining. I really appreciate you coming on the show. I know you're an incredibly busy man, and I know it's an incredibly early start for probably yourself, myself, and for everyone else who's joining. But if you are watching this on demand, thank you very much.
Not early for me, Dean. I get my stream starts at 10 a.m. GMT.
That is valid, actually. Yeah, mine will start in the evening, usually, so I guess this is kind of alien for me. But anyway, that aside, we are here. That's the important thing. So this is Sir Game Knight, and I think... Since he is royalty, I too should don something that is kind of royal. So without further ado, give me a moment.
Oh, wow. royalty.
There we go. Now, this seemed to be a fan favourite from mine. Now, wearing a headset and a pharaoh hat does not work well, but I will definitely try my best. And since I've just noticed that the Retro Man Cave is actually in the chat, so thank you for joining.
Hello, Retro Man Cave.
Now, Retro Man Cave, likewise, is an absolutely brilliant Twitch streamer who also managed to give me one of the worst burns I've ever had on a stream. He basically said that I looked like a, I won't swear, but he basically looked like a poor Poundland version of Jamiroquai.
That is virtual insanity.
Exactly, and those other types of things were said. But yes, as you can see in the chat, he's just said, hello, Sir Game Knight and JK. So thank you very much.
And JK. Retro Man Cave, I want you to hit me with your burn. Give me a real big burn, a real zinger.
Oh, dear, this.
Like, you know, no.
I've opened the floodgates, god damn it.
This is going to be a thing. Retro Man Cave is going to come to every single one of these live things, podcasts, that's what they're called. Whatever this is, it's going to come to
a thing that I came up with, so I wouldn't worry too much.
He's going to come here and he's going to give every guest a burn.
Exactly. That's what we're...
It'll be the Retro Man Cave burn.
We're talking about that, if you look at the top of the screen, there is the hashtag Meme Machine Talk. So if you do want to give me a sick burn, feel free to use the hashtag Meme Machine Talks in your tweet, as I will go back and laugh hysterically at those.
Please, Dean, just hold on a second. I've just got some tweets to add.
I've not had my wine yet. I can burn, but I can't burn sober. Oh, that is disappointing. I guess it's not 1 o'clock for you, sir. So we shall.
Well, normally people perform worse when they've had a wine or two.
No, Retro Man Cave performs a lot better. And in case you haven't seen his channel, he fixes a lot of retro console, and he's very fond of changing capacitors. And I know he's going to hate me for doing that. we love you, Retro Man Cave.
Saying there's capacitor flux? Is that what you're saying?
He's also a fan of using genuine arcade Sandwell parts as well. That's another thing that he thoroughly enjoys.
That is also nice.
Anyway, back to reality.
So you're a fan of BigClive.com and looking at electrical parts, please do head over to the Retro Man Caves channel and smash that follow button.
Exactly.
If you feel it particularly flush, smash the subscribe button.
There we go. This is more about yourself and us having a great chat. So give us a quick, 30-second introduction to yourself and what it is that you do.
Dean, first of all, You've seen my show. Do you think I could do anything in 30 seconds?
Would you like me to have an attempt at that?
I can't even time 30 seconds in 30 seconds.
This is true.
I'll do a quick roundup. So I'm a professional entertainer and presenter here in the United Kingdom. The type of entertainment that I do is based on psychology. So I do things with people where I interact with the human mind and turn that into some form of entertainment. It's a fairly unique skill. People in the UK that are familiar with Derren Brown will know that kind of material. It's technically termed mentalism. I'm one of the leading authors and proponents of this field. So that's kind of nice, and that gives me this the leeway to have a lot of free time. And with that free time, I usually just play a lot of games. And I thought to myself at one point, I need to do something with this rather than just sort of potatoing out and playing, which is nothing wrong with that, but it can be a bit lonely and you can like, sort of lack the sort of having the people to talk to. So I just said to myself, there's got to be a way to join these two things together. I then saw a streamer who is also a fellow entertainer called Geekism. That's not his real name. But he doesn't mind if I dox him. His name's Jonty, and I saw him streaming Planet Coaster, and he was very much about sandboxing and building all different things in Planet Coaster. And I just watched a few of those in the background while I was doing stuff during my sort of day-to-day admin stuff for my business, and he really got my attention. And he was just streaming, and it was so chill. It was unbelievable. He was literally sitting there. He had a good community of people. He was at the start of his sort of streaming life, and he was over on YouTube at that point. He's now migrated to Twitch. And he had this sort of community of people that were chatting away. And I joined in with the chat, and I was like, oh, my God, this is really cool. I'm chatting. I'm enjoying that kind of feeling of the sandboxy building. We're all part of this. He was saying, like, you know, do you think we should have this thing taller or shorter? Do you think this should be blue or what? And everyone was jumping in with their opinion. And there's this lovely community building up. And I found myself going back again and again and again to watch his streams. I thought, this is great. This is wonderful. And then I don't know what happened. I just, life got busy and I forgot about him. And then about sort of 6 months later, which was sort of October of last year, October of 2018, I just thought to myself, do you know what? I would love to do some kind of stream after doing a live stream with one of the UK and world's largest entertainment supplier companies called Alakazam. They had me on a live worldwide stream, and it was great. I had great fun. It was lovely. And again, they're a different kind of demographic because they have sort of customers rather than sort of people viewing. They're both, I guess. Hmm. But they were watching and interacting. I thought, I really like that element. I got having a look at the setup. I thought I could do this. I've worked on TV shows before as a consultant. I know the kind of setup that we're going for here. And I just went for it. I just thought, all right, let's just start it. And I started streaming I think it was the end of November 2018. So that's November, end of December, end of January, February, March. So we're literally on about 4 months I've been streaming so far. So that's where I am. And I streamed retro. And for the first month, definitely the first 2 weeks, I was streaming to one or two people that would come in. And I was really big on not doing this because I was really important on the community. I was really, really big. Sorry, this is a really long 30 seconds.
Is good. Anyone this is good. Carry on. So, job easy.
So yeah, God, have a seat there, Dean. Don't worry about this.
Yeah, we'll do.
I've got it.
Let's go chill and play Street Fighter 2 in the background. Here we go. Hang on.
And just have a little game. I can pretend to play you. There we go.
There we go.
So yeah, I can do it with my remote. I wonder if the Wi-Fi stretches that, the wireless stretches that far. So I jumped in. I deliberately started without going onto my existing community. So I have a very large community of people in the field that I'm in entertainment, who buy all of my products, who are very much engaged with me as a performer. I could have easily have gone over to them and say, guys, come over here, jump on board, smash that follow button. But what I didn't want is people to hit the follow button and never come back again, because I wanted this community that I'd seen on Geekism. I wanted that here on the channel. That's why I wanted the community, because I can play, quite frankly, if I want to play games by myself, I can do it without streaming, and then I can pull faces like this. When you stream, you've got to be careful of the lower draw job.
Indeed, indeed.
It's a very important thing. So, So I thought to myself, I want the community rather than anything, because that's the one thing that I don't have. I can play games by myself. I've got spare time to play games. I want to have a nice community of people together. I want to put smiles on people's faces, because that's essentially what I do as an entertainer, as a performer, as a presenter. I engage people and make them smile. And I love that. That's sort of my life's calling, is to bring happiness to people, whether it's a minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes or whatever. Just because we've all got crap in our lives. We've all got things. Right now, you've got some stuff, Dean. I've got some stuff. The people watching this video, we've all got stuff. Doesn't matter how perfect your life looks on social media, you have got stuff that you go, at the end of the day, oh, I wish I hadn't got that. Or you're going to have some coming up very soon. Or you've just got a job and it's the best job in the world, but it's really high stress. And when you get back, you just need to decompress. And people making you smile. Entertainment, that is the decompression sort of tool par excellence. Hence the reason why the entertainment industry is one of the biggest industries worldwide. And people don't see it as that, because we just see it as the tools to distress, you know, the mechanism that we sort of relax. You know, we don't watch our favorite soap and think, this is entertainment. You just watch it and go, ah, those familiar people in that show, this feels good, while I crack open a cold one or whatever. And it's that level of community anyway that I wanted to build. And so I deliberately didn't pull over the traction. It's the one thing you see. If you watch How to Make My Twitch More Powerful, they always say, if you have an existing source, pull them over. True, but I don't want to pull people over that are not interested in what I do. It's like, I remember many, many years, side tangent, but I will come back, many, many years ago, when newsletters, subscribable newsletters on platforms like AWeber and MailChimp and things came in, I had a conversation with another entertainer and I said, oh, people have unsubscribed. I've had four people unsubscribe. I wish there was a way that I could hide the unsubscribe text so that they couldn't see it. And he was like, why do you want to keep people that don't want to be around? And it was like this moment. I hadn't even thought, I was chasing the sort of subscribe to the newsletter numbers. And I went, oh, yeah. I don't want people that don't want to be around. I want to let them go. I don't want to talk to people that don't. It's like talking to someone at a bus stop that's clearly not interested. You know, you don't carry on the conversation.
Sure.
So
it's quite funny you say that, because my day job is an email marketing manager. So having you hear that both scared me and made me smile at the same time. So congratulations.
It's the psychological powers coming through. I can't stop them. Sorry. Yeah, no, that's more of a constipation problem.
Yeah.
To get back on track, I started streaming, and I streamed games that I really liked. So one of the games that I wanted to revisit straight away, and the first game that I did revisit, was Shadowgate for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Ooh.
Where are we? It's up here somewhere. Yes. There it is. It's not there. Over there, but I've just realised I need to stick one back there. There we are. There's Shadowgate. So Shadowgate is sort of a point and click adventure, and it's brutal. It is really, really brutal. As a younger man, I struggled with that, and I kept always dying, and I never got really far with it. So I thought, I'm going to come back to this with fresh eyes and see what I can do. And I'm streaming to like one person that you've probably seen Valentino's are in my stream. Well, yeah, he's been around since day dot. Like, he jumped on it because he was like, dude, I used to love this game. And I was just like, oh, great. Well, if you can help me out, that'd be great. And like, anyone that came in to view at that point was like, get out. You know, it's like you're watching two people have an intimate moment around around Shadowgate. You know, what do I do now? And then it just, again, it stayed pretty much static at low figures, like, you know, sub 5 viewers in the retro category. And I was doing things like, what else was I doing? Eye of the Beholder, again, another. I dungeon master for a group once a week. I'm really big into my D&D. So there's natural to do a D&D game. I forgot what else I was. I did another one. What else was my other first game? Oh, yeah, Wonder Boy 3, The Dragon's Trap for the Sega Master System. Oh, that's a good one. That's a little good little like chibi style RPG. It's actually quite fun.
It is a very fun game. Very fun.
I streamed. I just streamed. Where we got to now, God knows how we got to there. But I started adding elements. So if you watch some of my older videos, it didn't look like this. It was just my office. So there was like a bookcase here full of books. There was an old clock on there. I didn't have this wheel of gold, you know, that a physical Wheel of God, had a digital one on the screen, and I just wanted to add more interactive elements. And as I started doing that, I was like, oh, it'd be really cool to have an actual Wheel of Gold. I don't know if you were in the room, Dean. And I said to someone, oh, I wonder if you can buy like game show wheels. And someone was like, yeah, you can, obviously, because, you know, community of people.
Sure.
Yeah, there's like a million links to every game show wheel. And I was just like, right. So there's two ways you can do this. I'm in the fortunate position that I'm not struggling for money. That doesn't mean I'm mega, mega rich. You know, I still get money worries like everyone else. But it means that if I want to buy like 100 and something... Hold on, wait there. Just make sure my wife can't hear this. Make sure the door's closed. If I want to buy 100 and something pound Wheel of Gold, so we've got a physical Wheel of Gold to have a bit of fun, and then say to the community, hey guys, like, I didn't say, here's a donation goal. Let's fill this up. And then we can have something cool. If I can go, right, if I buy this now, we can be enjoying this today, and let's get the goal sorted later. Like, let you know, call me later. And that seemed to go off really well. You know, so as soon as I got that wheel, I got it in, started interacting with it. You know, this comes like blank. I cut out the Wheel of Gold thing. So on the digital one, there was this graphic in the middle that you could choose. So I literally just like printed it off, cut it out. And the secrets of the wheel. That's also how I rig it. This little magnet here, right there.
Yeah. And stop there.
So I started to do that. And as soon as I introduced it, like people were like, oh, there's 3,000 bits or whatever, you know, it's like 30 quid or something crazy. So I got my money back for that. And then I saw it was on Digital Psychosis. I don't know if you've ever caught Digi's stream, but he has like a Star Trek theme and he has a whiteboard. And every time someone subscribes, he's just got some like com badge magnets or something. And he just like magnet, he just dropped them onto the board. So he's got this like board and he doesn't put your name on or anything, but he puts a com badge on. And that your com badge is like a little communicating badge for anyone that's not a particularly fan of Star Trek. I see that as being a very rare thing in the retro category.
If people don't know that, then I would be genuinely surprised.
If you don't know, please leave. Oh, Gaming Muso's in the chat. Oh, good God. James
is here. Oh, dear. That means the mockery level is about to jump up a level.
And Temphibius. Temphibius.
Yes, he's a friend of mine. It's good to see you. Good to see you, sir.
Hello, and Aster. Good morning, boys. Good morning, Aster. Right, how you doing, Aster?
I do have to lose the fairy hat because I can't keep this headset on. So
you're probably going to get hella warm. I mean, I could put if it helps, I could put my hood up and look like some kind of gangster G. There we go.
It's Sir Game Geezer. Word.
What a blood! What a blood! I'm going to come down there, some games with you, blood.
Yeah.
What it's going to be like. Is that you gonna know? That you gonna know? I just feel like that could be a clippable moment, guys.
And if you'd like to hire Sir Game Knight for you, or no.
If you want to hire a gangster impersonator, as white as white can be, then you've found him. What's
that? He's the man to look for. It is very early, James, but I'm glad that you've gone out of bed and actually joined us today because I know you had a very late gig.
He might still be in bed.
This is a possibility. This is a good shout. I didn't think of that. So he could still well be in bed. We'll see.
Onward socks, hands off clocks. Yes. The alarm clock. You know, you're tapping the alarm clock. I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you all? I think I'm just whittering on at Dean at the moment. But I think he thinks it's all right.
It certainly is. It's what it's about. So he is still in bed. We have confirmed that the Gaming Muso is still in bed. So,
Hi, Gaming Muso. I'm just going to stroke. Oh yeah, there we go. I'm stroking that. There we go. Anyway, enough of that. What you need, Dean, is a little sign that you can flip up that says stop, so that you know if you try to talk and I'm still talking and it doesn't cut out. You can just, yeah. Or just a hand, yes, the international cipher stuff.
No, as I said, I mean, there are other... I've been listening to... I listen to many different podcasts of a variety of different subjects and stuff like that, which is great. But, you know, what I... Sorry, I don't want to cover up Street Fighter 2. There we go. I love Street Fighter 2. It must be left in full view.
Street Fighter 2! Street Fighter 2!
Yeah, don't cover it up. Don't cover it up! I listen to a whole variety of different podcasts, and I was listening to some gaming ones before, and they're very, they're very focused, which is totally fine. But, you know, I don't find that the conversation flows as much. And you don't learn enough about people because then, you know, the guests that are on, they don't normally talk about them. And it's all about the games, which is fine. But for me, I'd rather learn about a combination of the both, which I think is great.
I think it's having that good balance. And there's two reasons there. I think in the retro category, you know, most games these days are phenomenal. You know, you can immerse yourself in them and then that's it. Whereas the retro stuff has got a massive element of nostalgia to it. You know, one of the reasons I did this wall is because I wanted... the question I asked myself was, when people jump onto my stream, when they see it, will they instantly know what I'm about? And I'm a variety retro game streamer. You know, if you don't look at this wall of variety retro games and don't realise what I'm about, then... You know, opticians, go to the opticians. You must need it. Also, Stevie Wonder might need a little
specsavers
doing or something, you know. So
vouchers will be available. They won't. but you probably get some through the post, so please make sure you use those. I personally found your stream. I think it was the Gaming Muzo, actually, I think, did a raid on your stream. And we briefly spoke about this before we went live. And, you know, when I hurt my knee, I was bedridden for the best part of about a month. So besides coming up with crazy ideas with people who wear strange masks and lots of other weird stuff, and then coming up to streaming, you know, it was your Twitch stream that kind of got me kind of going again. Because, you know, when you're injured and you're not as mobile as much, you know, your mental health takes a massive nosedive.
Dive, for sure.
But watching your streams, I mean, you're absolutely fantastic, and I'm not trying to blow smoke in a certain area. But you know,
please do, I like it.
Yeah, for some people, they may enjoy that. But honestly, your streams are, I think, what I like is that it's constantly evolved from when I saw it, as you said in November to now. I mean, the change of the content you have, the way you interact with people, the visual aspects that you now have a physical Wheel of Gold rather than a digital one, the introduction of the castle where every subscriber gets placed into there. I mean, there's so many elements of your streams that are just brilliant. That really helps build a community because, I mean, one of the things I talk about with some of the guests previously is that I think the sense of community around gaming has been lost. And a lot of that is because of the online gaming. You know, years ago, we would sit around a Super Nintendo like that one down there and, you know, we'd all get around the screen and have a game. And Twitch kind of has slowly started to bridge that gap where, you know, obviously you've got your online chat and... sorry, I seriously have a frog in my throat at the moment. You know, you're kind of bridging that gap where you've kind of got the chat and, you know, you're interacting with the person streaming. But I think what you've done is taken that to a whole new level where that interactivity, where you've got your Discord, you've got the little interactive elements and everything else that you do in your stream. And honestly, like, I genuinely struggle to find someone who's as entertaining and as interesting as a stream as you do.
Well, that is very kind, Dean. And as I said before, it's far too... I just... My main goal in any of it is to have fun. Number one is to have fun. I started to lose the element of fun the other week, and that's bind that not necessarily that it was losing fun. It was just I was just lost. I was like, oh my god, I've got like, Errol the Dragon. I've got this, and I was playing the game. I realized that I was playing, and I've decided I've made the big leap now not to do RPGs on stream because not only are they a week apart. I do the variety thing, so it'll be like one Monday, it'll be Lufia 2, and then the next time I play it is next Monday. So I'm like, where the hell was I in this immersive RPG?
Exactly.
I know I will absolutely love, but really what I need to do is sit down and just potato my way through it and just go, oh my god, that was amazing. So I've discovered that recently. But I equally, because of the Wheel of Gold, because of the castle, because of Errol, the dragon, and all the other interactive elements we've got going on, I literally went, I've watched one video about it. I played for 20 minutes and I was like, that's not good. Like, that is not a good element. So to combine what I've done recently, as you've probably seen, is I have the Game Night Army. So when someone follows, subs or gives bits, it adds points to a game that is like a continual game throughout the entire stream. And then all of these disparate elements that were sort of jumping in and taking away 5-10 minutes here from the hour. And they used to be sort of regular. Yeah, every hour there'd be a Wheel of Gold. Every hour there would be a subscriber choose your own adventure. Every time someone subbed, we'd spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the castle. People gave a bit. I was getting Errol out, and that's not a euphemism. Everyone's the dragon. And it was just, and the community chest thing. And it was great. But because they were all like designated time frames, the issue I was having was it just left no time for the game. So now that it's all in one big game, that when 10 points are unlocked, then we do a Wheel of Gold, then we do the Errol, then we do the XYZ E to Bean or whatever. It's made a massive change, and it's meant that I'm not sort of going, oh crap, I'm like, you know, heading to the loo on the break and thinking, I've played Lufia 2 there for like 20 minutes, which in an RPG like this has meant I've gone through three rooms, killed like four little sort of NPC monster type things that are not relevant to the story in any way, shape or form. I've not gained anything. If people are coming back for the RPG, they'll be like, this shit's this, you know, what's going on here? This is not how to play RPG. So recently I decided that I'm probably going to drop down, because I do a 5-day streaming week, and I still want to provide 5 days worth of content, and I'll probably drop to 3 days live streaming. 2 days I'm probably going to go over to YouTube again to try and get some cross-platform traction.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go over to YouTube, and that's where I'll be doing my my Lufia 2 and my Final Fantasy 7, because the other thing I needed to square was both those games people purchased using their gold coins, and like a substantial amount of gold coins. They said, we want you to play this game next, a reward you can have, Lufia 2. And I've been playing it for like 9 weeks and I've got about like 10 minutes into it. It's crazy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to record like a good day session of me playing Lufia these days. I can split that up into 4 1-hour videos, drip feed that in, so I still get a bit of free time. I get some days off, so it means that I can work on the graphic. And as you say, every Monday, I nerdy we said one of the mods on. He said, "How do you bring something new every week?" He said, "Like every Monday." He said, "I kind of am like a little excited, like what's he got this week?" And like, you know, and that day when he said that, it was a few weeks back, and that day I was like, "Oh yeah," and I've just ordered a suit of armor. And he went, "What? What do you mean you've ordered that?" I said, "I'm a game knight. I'm having a bespoke suit of armor made for me." And he was like, "What the hell?" And I said, "Oh yeah, and chainmail. So like that, we've got that to come."
Yowzers. I am incredibly impressed. But I think the thing that I like is the fact that you're constantly evolving. And, you know, I mean...
Yeah, like a Pokemon.
Yeah. We haven't finished your final evolution yet. But we don't want it to finally finish. Because I think the beautiful thing is that you're not... You know, a lot of what you're doing is driven by the community and also your own thoughts and stuff like that. And I think that's really nice because... You know, I don't want to probably shoot myself in the foot by saying this, but, you know, I think there's a...
Especially with your bad knee, you don't want two leg problems.
But, you know, I think there's a an almost monetary issue where people are kind of taking to Twitch as being a quick fix for money, and just by playing the most popular game out there and doing the right things just to earn the money. And that subsequently then harms the community, because you're not building something like you are. I mean, you know, you've got to quote, an army of loyal people, including myself. I'm a sub, and you know, I'm very happy to say that, because what
your AK-47's in the post.
Yes, cheers, mate. but you know, the thing is that what you're doing is you're bringing together the best of everything. I think the best of interactivity, the best of what you do as an entertainer, the best of retro gaming, and the best that Twitch can do. And you know, if you haven't checked out Sir Game Night's streams, the links are being populated into chat, so I'm glad that finally worked.
Oh, thank
you. I've done a thing. So I've got that working.
Temphoebus, is it Phoebus or Phoebus? Temphoebus, or is it Temphoebus? I like trying to pass usernames. It's a little hobby of mine. Or is it Memphis, like Memphis.
He did make a YouTube video from memory of how to actually pronounce his name, so that's probably one to check out afterwards.
That's probably a legit sign that you may need to change your username.
Simply. or it's a great...
Or it's a gateway to stick it in someone's mind.
Exactly.
I said mind instead of head because we wanted to stay away from any innuendo. I didn't want to make any jokes and somehow managed to make the joke without making it. Temphoebus... please have a great thank you for enjoyed the car wash. I need to car wash later as well. I need to clean my car.
Likewise.
It's a real state, and it's the only day I get to do it because I'm picking H half-ass backwards. We're flying him over from to play some two-player games here from Monday. Yeah, it's going to be mega. It's going to be hella cool. He's such a funny guy. He needs to get more traction as well, because that guy is hilarious. He's like James, you know, really like James is one of those guys I can watch, and I literally I could be tired. I could have just raided Gaming Muso, and I'll be like, they're going, oh, I'm really knackered, and then he'll say something, and I'll just crease. I'll just be laughing away, and I'll be like, I'm too tired. I'm too stream drained to be laughing this hard. But damn it, dude, you're still able to do it. You're still able to crease me. So HB's like that. Half-Ass Backwards is like that as well, and I quite like that. I like people that I love. As you say, it's a community thing. I'm part of the community as well. Just because I'm streaming doesn't mean I'm not joining the community. And that community, absolutely, I'm surrounding myself with those kind of people that make me laugh. And then, you know, you get them in the same room as you, and bloody hell, it's just going to go in the just chatting category, because there's no way there's going to be more laughs than games. Absolutely. But there's going to be a good time, and that's definitely what is going to happen.
So please make sure.
You're very welcome, James. Like, and I mean that, dude. I know I say that. It's very difficult, and I find this very difficult with the internet as well. There's so many false, and just in life in general, there's so much false sort of sincerity out there. But I genuinely mean it. If I didn't like you, I'd just probably say, oh, he's a nice guy. Yeah, gave me a nice guy. You know, I wouldn't big you up.
He's HB got a really was saying good beard.
He does. Well, he's a nice guy.
Very good. Very good.
No, he has got a great beard.
Big Game Strong.
HB said something like the other day about something, and I was like, dude, I was like, I don't just fly people over to my house. You know, I don't. It's not like a thing that I do. Like, oh, you? We'll fly you over to my house. It's not like a thing. Like I said, I'm doing it because, you know, I think great guys. My favorite streamer on Twitch for sure. Mm. But yes, what was I going to say? I was going to say something before. Yes, money. That's what you said. You bought money. So the nice thing is, there are people that come on to Twitch just to make money, and it's not the right thing to do. You're like, the way to make money in Twitch is to provide quality entertainment, or something very unique. And for a lot of people, or of course, just to be female and to show the legal limit on Twitch of skin. That's also something you can do. I mean, I've been contemplating putting a wig on, but I just don't want to shave the beard. Either of them.
If anyone would like to donate for all that, please visit SirGameLord.tv.
Any subscribes right now, I will write your name on flesh as we can do. I'll do it.
But there's 10 people in there, so you may have bitten off more you can chew there.
I'll do it. You know, you've got to commit. John T, who I was speaking of earlier, the geekism, he did the most hilarious things. So there was an entertaining convention. It's up in Blackpool every February, and it's cold in Blackpool in the UK in February. So he put on, he was wearing this thick woolen, like Norwegian wool jumper. He was like, you know, it's about an inch thick. And that's fine for outside, but I was coming out of the pub as he was about to go in. I was going back in, I was sort of coming out with a friend who was having a smoke. And I came out and I saw him, and I went, Jonty. I went, you can't wear that in there. Meaning, like, you know, not like a dress code, but just like, you know, you're going to boil. And he went, he's such a funny guy. And he just committed. He went, okay. And he just literally took it off. He was like nothing underneath. And he walked in like this into the pub. And he went about 10 people deep before he turned around. And he just dropped it on the floor. I was like, that is comedy commitment right there. That's what people need more of.
I like that.
I'll commit
not
as well.
My
you know,
top
someone
off for charity, just there, FYI. But
It doesn't even need to be charity. I'll just do it.
I'll have to play some sexy music otherwise.
Get the nipple tassels out. There's some interesting things about money. There's essentially, you know, Twitch is like everyone can view for free. Like the people watching this video can just view this for free. There's no paid content, but this is like the future of content, and this is, it gets into sort of a deeper debate about content. And it's a shift in the focus. Instead, you know, everyone pays their, so in the UK we have the BBC TV license, and everyone wants to support that, and everyone supports Netflix, you know, and pays a bit towards Netflix. But the idea of paying someone for something that you can get free at the point of delivery can seem a bit strange to people.
Sure.
But I say to people, you've got to support, you know, you do have to support the people you like. You've got to hit that, you know, you've got to subscribe, you've got to follow. And there's this idea, and it's a really strange concept, that it's a dirty thing to talk about money from Twitch. But at the end of the day, if you saw someone busking on the street and they were doing a good job, wouldn't you drop them a, you know, a pound? Wouldn't you? 100%. No, that doesn't mean like that doesn't mean hit them.
Yeah, just, yeah.
International audiences, you know, you just you're playing that song that I really like really well. Boosh. Have that. You'll remember me.
Sorry to interrupt. I just noticed that the Gaming Muso has just subbed to my channel. So thank you very much, Gaming Muso. Much appreciated. Oh dear, here we go. is it for each sub he takes off a layer of clothing?
Right, here we go.
Oh god, what's
going to be more visible? Let's just. I'm going to work out where's visible. There we go.
I was going to say your forehead, but that would be. Good God, he's actually
Gaming
doing it.
Muso.
See what you've done.
There we go, Gaming Muso. And if we fill up, of course, guys, naturally, if we fill up all of our flesh, all of my flesh. It's just me. Yeah. If we fill up all of my flesh, then we're gonna have, you know, clothes are gonna.
For the benefit of those who are watching this on demand, so Game Lord has just written Gaming Muso on his left forearm. That's now a thing. But no, thank you very much for the sub. It's always always welcomed, and I appreciate every single one of you, even those who hit follow or you're just watching this. I mean, as I said, I'm not doing this for monetary reasons. It's all about the banter. I've also just having a quick catch.
But if you were doing it for the monetary reasons, can I just say this? Does need addressing, and it's the one thing that you won't find a lot of the Twitch streamers. Now, the great thing for me is that Twitch is not my income, so I can talk frankly about this subject. Whereas there's some people giving advice, some of the top sort of Twitch people or just Twitch people in general, they're giving advice, and it's all about not mentioning money. They want to keep that sub Rosa, but really they are making hella fortunes off of Twitch, and people sort of giving them money. But they don't want to appear like they're getting the money. And because they don't want to appear like they're getting the money, they give this holier-than-thou, it's dirty, it's a dirty thing. And it's not a dirty thing. If in any other walk of life, if someone was committing, you know, people pay, do you know how much people pay me? It's ridiculous to go and do a show. Like, an hour of my time in the entertainment sphere, if I was being booked, is a ridiculous amount. I would never make that amount of money on Twitch. True. So the idea, like, I had one or two presenter friends, a performer friend of mine said, why are you doing this? Like, and they said, like, you can't earn as much money. I said, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the community. But the money means that I don't lose out because I buy all the stuff. I've got four bloody cameras, you know, four web cameras. And they're not the cheap ones. And, you know, that ranges to nearly 400 quid.
Sure.
My monitors, my mix. I've just bought a new mixer, a double mic setup. I've got the castle itself cost like 100 or something quid. I bought 200 Lego figures. Do you know how much a Lego figure? One of these little figures. Even that boring bastard right there. Do you know how much he costs? It's nearly 3 quid a bloody figure.
Wow.
I've got 200 of them.
Wow. That's I mean, that's the thing is the constant upkeep that you have of your channel, and I mean, as you said, you know, if you didn't have a job, you know, to then try and do what you're doing now, would, you know, it'd be near impossible, right?
But... You would have to do a donation goal. Mm. And the message I said earlier about I just bought the wheel and then worried about the donations. That's coming from a privilege that most people probably won't have. And then yes, absolutely, crack up that donation goal. John, to you, I talked about earlier. He's moving to Canada, and he's got this big following of people, and he has a goal because he needs to change his entire computer setup because of the voltage differences.
Yes.
It's not like you can just change. You can't just change the kettle lead at the
back
like, with two pins. Yeah. And I never even thought about that. Like, I just caught this one day, and he's like, guys, I've got a 3,000 UK pound goal. And I was like, what the hell? He's like, I need to get it done. But they all supported him because, do you know what? They want him to keep making content. And I like to think that the people that support me want me to keep making content. Because at some point, if I just go like that, you know, I'm doing this and I'm losing money. I don't mind doing it costs, you know, but if I'm losing money doing it, that sure. becomes a little disincentivizing. And I mean, someone said to me as well recently, oh, I like your green screen. How did you get your green screen so defined? You know, how did you make it? And especially with the bald head, because I don't know if you notice, if you're a bit baldy, your head reflects things and it reflects the green. So to get a clean, crisp, green screen,
very
and
difficult.
I was like, I sent him a message, right? It's not a green screen, dude. He went, what? I went, I'll print all that off. And he went, that must have cost a small fortune. Yeah, it cost 80. Literally, this wall. I could have bought retro wallpaper. Print stuff that, and it's just a thing. You know, I just wanted to do it. I want to see it, engage, know what's going on, and have some fun. I love it when people come in and go, "Oh my god, I remember." Someone came in and they were like, "Can we get Castle of Illusions off? Because that thing like stole a section of my life." Another guy came in. He was determined to get rid of Paperboy because he was like, "That game's evil." He said, "I never managed one summer with a friend when I was knee high to a grasshopper." And I was straight, you know, I threw the papers. I just kept smashing windows and then I just kept dying. The dog had run into my bike and he was getting all salty about a game. He's like, "How can I get you to take that off?" And I was like, "Right, well, there's a reward for people. You know, if you get a certain amount of gold coins, which is like the chat currency on my channel, then we can remove that. We can grab it and pull it off." No. Okay. We can change it for another one.
So this is pre-watershed, so just FYI.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it can't be pre-watershed everywhere, but I do believe it's
true.
The place that you're broadcasting.
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise, there'd be no problem. It'd be like, "Oh, it's watershed somewhere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, guys. Let me have another mojito."
I'm drink. Yes, I'm also quite shocked that we've got 14 people who are currently watching this live.
Hello, all 14 people. Hello, Hoos and Biggs.
So AVX Studios is actually in Japan watching this right now.
AVX Studios. How you doing, AVX Studios? I've raided AVX a few times. Ah. To be honest, you could just change the PSU. Oh, could you really? Oh, I'm assuming you mean John Tate. Well, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, you could let him know and then he'll...
Oh, I like the computer chat this is going on here. Making a genuine Sanwa arcade parts. So one of the things I don't know if you saw what Gaming Muso did during one of my charity streams, but he managed to fit I would say a good 3/4 of a Switch game, a Nintendo Switch game, up his nose.
I did see that.
Which
it was very funny.
Which is an incredibly challenging and interesting achievement. I'm not going to be trying it myself, but it's definitely something that I was quite shocked by, to say the least.
Other orifices exist.
this is true, but I don't want to see that.
Do not fixate on the nostril. You're limiting your own creative capacity here. The human body has so much more to give and take, presumably.
I feel I
it spoiled my brain. Gave me music. I don't know if it did it. Was it not that way to start with?
I now feel like Game Blast 2020 is going to be a very interesting one, and I definitely am going to have to set that to mature audiences. So,
where were we? I'm loving it. I'm not too sure where we are. I mean, I know I've got Game.
You've now tagged yourself with Gaming Muso's name.
So yes, I should have hashtagged, shouldn't I? Hold on.
There we go. See, hashtag. we now have a hashtag. That's how we work.
So
we're coming up to the last 15 minutes, which is absolutely flown.
Is that
by.
It?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we can go a bit longer. I'm cool to go longer.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go a bit longer. Fantastic.
We're going until everyone's satisfied.
Yes.
That's the rule.
God, this is going to hurt. One of the things I normally ask guests, which I think is quite interesting, it gets a little bit of background knowledge of them, which is, clearly you're into retro gaming, which is great. We all approve. When you were younger, kind of, what was the gaming console and the game that you used to play when you were around with mates? Like, what memory is probably the most vivid game that you kind of got in your mind of when you used to play
when
in a group?
When I was a young kid, I was extremely overweight. At the age of 16, I was something like 18 stone or something like that. And there was a build-up. It didn't just happen one day. I didn't just wake up like Fat Albert. It was just... And that build-up meant that, you know, I wasn't particularly... As I think a lot of people in the retro world, you know, that, you know, you're not necessarily the most socially dynamic of people. But, you know, it's always fun to see those guys stacking shelves. You know, the really popular guys. That's always nice to see. Oh,
absolutely.
we thought you'd have the model girlfriend.
Yes.
We thought you'd be on the high-powered job because you bullied us all. But really, you're doing your job everyone would do.
Exactly.
And by the way, can you just add this up for me? And, I didn't have too many friends when I first got into console gaming. There was a few guys that I played, and I can tell you some of the games. The first console that I played, I actually played not with my friends, but with my parents. One of the first ones. I played some old sort of Spectrum-y type games, but I for whatever reason, wasn't as interested. And then came along Wonder Boy on the Sega Master System. The original Wonder Boy. Do you remember
it? Strong game. Good choice.
Platform, jumping over clouds, throwing hatchets. Quite a funny story that my mum and dad to tell is that I would head to bed, and when I would head to bed, they would be up, and one time they were up till 4:30 a.m., and they were waking me up at like 6:30 because they couldn't get past this one level on Wonder Boy. And when I woke up, like they got me up to get ready for school and stuff, and I was just like, they're like, oh. Paul, do you want to have a game on the Wonder Boy before school? And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, I'm wondering what they're up to and what they were. They wanted to see how I got past the level. And apparently, like, I just carried on for a bit. And in the background, they were like, that's how you do it. You got to throw a hatchet there, jump at this point. And then, I went to school. And of course, they lost a whole day. My parents had their own business. Doing car cleaning, car balloting, stuff like that. So that they had days off, and they had this next day off. They had to spend the next day because they then went and got past that bit eventually, and then got stuck on the next bit. So it was quite hilarious there. They eventually did give up, but it was one of those great ones. And the music is like, it's proper 8-bit chiptune. It's really, it's so good. The music, and it's addictive, and it's just on loop. But it's one of the, you know, I think we miss that in some of the games today. I've played a few games these days that. It's obvious when the music loops, and you're just like, oh, I feel like I've been listening. And to some degree, you know, I've been running around as a level 84 character on Skyrim, and just running around going, oh, if I hear this same music again, I'm going to die. Whereas, like, I could listen to 10 hours of Wonder Boy, you know, music, and it just because it loops effortlessly, it just seems to work with the visuals that you've got going. So yeah, there was Wonder Boy, and then when I got a bit older, my dad had a friend and who was into computers. My dad had started to get into building 286s. If anyone remembers a 286 computer,
retro man cave. I bet you're lapping up the hearing that.
Oh,
let 286.
Let me tell you about monitors that you could just about carry.
Yes. Yes, if you didn't have a cherry pick or a pump jack to try and carry it.
Yeah, you get your friends round for a morning, come and help you just change your monitor setup. Whereas I can do it with my little finger these days. Pushing one. And so my dad was building 286s. He then went, he got a real passion for it. He went a City and Guilds, which is sort of a qualification here in the UK that you have for doing things like that in electronics and whatnot. And he passed it, and he struggled. He was really struggling. My dad's not necessarily the sort of intellectual in that sense, so he struggled with things like the binary. But then he got it, like something clicked in his head, and he needed to know binary for like sort of changing over switches inside the motherboards and things like that. And he got it one day. He just got it, and you give him so this is 500 in binary, this is so-and-so in binary. And he just got it. And so he started building it, and he started to make up this like little side business of people coming to him and go, the kid's computer's gone on the fritz. Oh, I'll come and fix it. And he got to be friends with this one guy called Tony, and I've just reconnected with his son about a month ago because my dad's not very well, unfortunately, it's sad to say, and he's terminally not well. And it's a real sadness, but he's enjoying my progress. He loves watching me progress here on the live streams. But he due to that reason, I got in contact with his son David, and he could be watching because I sent him the link. So David and David played a SNES as well, and the SNES had just come out at this point, or not long been out. And I'd got a SNES, and I'd been to the States and bought some SNES games with because I had families over in the States. And I got to say, and bought them back, and they didn't work. And it was a real annoyance because I bought the big scope as well, you know, the old...
Oh, I've got one of those boxed somewhere here, actually, yeah.
I've got one somewhere in my like my family home, so I'm sure I'll dust it off and make a small mint. And I got the scope, and I played a few of the sort of things like, I think, Yoshi's World and, you know, Mario All-Stars. And again, I was playing games that I'd played on the Nintendo Entertainment System, Excuse me. And I'd also add the Nintendo Entertainment System. You know, play one of the games that I always remember on the NES. And if you remember this, do say up. I would love it if anyone remembers playing this. It's this one, Rygar.
Rygar, yeah.
Does anyone remember Rygar?
I remember it. Now, I remember it very well.
That was difficult. But what? Look at that box art. The box art is just phenomenal. And it was just, it was a really interesting, sorry, you can Google it.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Otherwise you look like you're checking me out.
Yeah, that's right. No, I was just checking to make sure the camera's not going to run out of juice, but it is perfect, so we are
spot on. Just talking. We're talking to no one. Yeah. Remember the friends according to the old retro. I got the I played this at the NES and like Double Dragon, Shadowgate, the original Mario, Super Mario. And things like that. I'd also dabbled around with the then new Sega Mega Drive and a bit of Sonic. I don't know if gaming music. Have you ever heard of Sonic? I don't know if you have. Have you? No. Never. No. It's like a hedgehog thing that runs around. It's blue. It's got legs that run fast and sneakers. Hang on a minute. Okay. I'm holding. Please hold, caller.
Apparently, it's that guy there.
Oh, there we go. That's it. Yeah, I don't think I've. I think I've got one Sonic. There he is. I've got Sonic.
It's a smile. Smile.
And I love that checkerboard artwork. That is so evocative to me.
Definitely 80s or 90s. Even.
For some reason, I look at that and it just fills me with happiness. And Robotnik is, his Vindaloo arse shooting himself up. They're just his underpants. They're made of metal to stop the burnage of the Vindaloo.
Very good.
It's true. It's true. I remember sort of early Sonics and all of those games. Mortal Kombat when that came out. I also remember playing. I didn't have one of these, but a friend of mine had a Game Boy, the original Game Boy. You know, the big chunky one, and. I went to a New Year's Eve party with my mum and dad, and the kid's name was Simon Butler. There we go. Bloody hell. That's never come to me. This is a blast from the past. Absolutely what Retro Man Cave said about linking a game to a person. And I was there, and I was playing on it while I was there because, you know, your kids and the parents are all, you know, getting drunk and secretly like, oh, I love you. You're a good kid. Stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, not in a... in a parent way, and Simon had said to me, because I was playing with it, Simon had said to me, give it here or something like that, and his mum went, no, you don't be greedy with your toys, and he said, actually, Paul's about to go with his mum and dad soon, he can borrow it overnight, and I never saw his face was like, because, so I went back home, like, it was like 12 o'clock at night, which is late for like a young kid, and, I went back and I literally played that into the early hours, and then my mum could hear the noise. So she could hear that. So she opened the door. She's like, "Are you still playing that game?" I think she'd got to be sick. To be fair, after all the alcohol, it was probably making her sick. It's slightly nausea inducing.
I can still hear it. More alcohol. He's reached a new level. Yeah. Another shot.
Oh, damn it, I can't get the T-shaped one. Yeah. And that's just a private problem. And the other thing that I remembered, where was I going with that? I played a bit of Super... The next time that I sort of jumped in was the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, as I mentioned, with the blaster. And a friend, the family friend, my dad's friend's son, he had one. And he introduced me to my first ever proper RPG, where it's like a Final Fantasy type thing. And it was called, and I've only just recently rediscovered what it's called, and I will be playing it, but I'm not on my stream because RPGs aren't on stream anymore. It's called Gaia, the Illusion of something. I think it's called the Illusion of Gaia, in fact. Something, the Illusion of Gaia. And it is a phenomenal game. And it's like this kid who has telekinetic abilities, and he's got a pipe that he spins around to move things. But then he becomes a knight, and he then embodies this sort of mystical knight, and he becomes it. And it's such a good game. That was the first sort of RPG that I got into. And then, of course, from that... oh, there we go. Quick, if I can draw... No, I won't be able to... So, isn't it amazing, like, you know, this... phone you know, that could do Tetris like and have room to spare by far. Where Tetris just about worked. I remember,
even till now, it still looks as good as ever, right?
Oh yeah,
so playable.
I'd play that all day long. Look, is that you doing it? You're very good at doing it.
Hang on a minute.
On the left. No, that's what. Oh, look at this. Boom. Oh.
No,
there's something so satisfying.
Unfortunately, I'm not that skilled at Tetris. So,
It cornered that market of the most satisfying videos that seems to have taken over parts of the YouTube, you know, where things just get, you know, cake gets
perfect.
Cut perfectly, equilaterally. Someone squeezes a spot and all of that, you know, but getting those blocks in, that was the early form of that. It probably stems from that.
I would love to see your internet history now.
Let's just put it this way: half ass backwards. Recommend weird links, and I sent him something from the edge of the internet that made him very weird. It was a person playing. You may have seen it yourself, playing a bagpipe made from a goat, where the arms are arms are the pipes. And you're blowing into one of the arms and playing with one of the arms, and it just looks like you're doing something very Welsh with the goat. Apologies for you Welsh people.
Well,
but you know, if you don't want us to make the jokes, you shouldn't do it.
This is true. You shouldn't be watching this stream, boy. I've now got that image firmly planted into my head.
I will send you the link, and you can find it on Mean Machine. We do find it on my Discord. I'll put it on my guys. But then I then migrated. I was very much into my Nintendo at this point, and you remember, we all remember, if we're in the UK, things like Games Master with Patrick Moore. I am the Games Master. You go left, right, up, right. I have no idea about what this game is, but I can read I'm reading from scripts, but the script is good, and you must follow the code. I'm the Games Master. Goodbye.
That one of my was absolutely spot on. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you very much. I do impressions as well. I do all the things, darling. Triple threat, don't you know? But I can't sing. Double threat. Can't dance. Just a single threat. I'm a single threat, but a very, very directed threat.
Yes.
One of the funniest things with that I ever saw of Patrick Moore, who is an astrologer. He unfortunately passed away now. But he was an astrologer. He was in early days BBC. If you ever see him as a younger man, you wonder how he turned, how he devolved into the bent over creature
that's
that
true,
he ended
actually,
up.
Yeah.
But he looked. He started to lose his speech, but he had a very interesting cadence of speech. He wore a monocle. Anyone that wears a monocle is ribbed, open for ribbing. That's fair enough.
This is true.
And he commented on one of the last things he did. He was on Night Watch or something like that, or Star at Night. So is it Stars at Night? What's it called?
It was called the Sky at Night.
Sky at Night, that's what it's called. But they did a special Sky at Night for with new presenters, because he'd got on at this point. But they'd wheeled him out, you know, from his cottage in middle England to a beach in Bournemouth. I'm telling a lie. They wheeled him out to the studio, but they went live to a beach in Bournemouth where they were going to watch a partial eclipse of the sun. And so in the studio, you've got Patrick Moore, Sir Patrick Moore, should I say. And he's there, and he gives, like, he does his little bit to the camera, and then he cuts away to Ben on the beach in Bournemouth, who's like the live roaming reporter there, who's talking to people. Aren't you all excited? But this is how it went. He went, of course, with the eclipse, you can see Fibbly Diamond Ring. And then isn't that right, Ben? And like that, and he just said, like, he just an incoherent string of nonsense, like, because he was obviously saying, he was saying something, but he just came out as brother. And the only thing you heard was, isn't that right, Ben? And Ben, he just cuts to Ben holding the mic, looking like deer in headlights. Like, he goes, thank you, Patrick, and it just carries on.
That's amazing.
Oh, it's hilarious. And the reason why I perfected, I find that so immensely funny. That's the reason why I perfected the Patrick Moore. Also, it's got the retro feel for me for the old Games Master.
Indeed.
Then Anne Robinson was a Games Master. Oh, that was horrendous, the Retro Man Cave. I have a vague memory of not liking that, but that's all I can remember. I think she must have brain-wiped me.
Yeah, probably. So, I mean, to check my Discord, now I'm worried. God almighty, what have you done? What have you done, Gaming Mise? While I check my Discord and my phone briefly, did you ever watch Games World as well when you were younger?
Games World, yes, that was with Dominic. What was his name? What was his surname? I was going to say Littlewood, but that's a completely different person. That's someone who looks more like me. Yeah. Dominic Littlewood. Yeah. I'll tell you, look, again, being someone that's worked on TV a fair bit, I can tell you a few interesting things. I worked with Channel 4 on a production, and I mentioned Dominic. I think I'd asked them, and they said Dominic Littlewood is working on something with us. I went, oh, why? Dominic Littlewood? Like, he's like an advocate here in the UK. Like, he will go and he'll fix your problems for you, or he'll ring up a company and argue on your behalf. And he's got this amazing story. He was a mechanic. He was doing really well, and then he fell down a pit or something. You know, like the inspection pit, messed up his back. He had to have a fusion in his back. You know, all of his spine fused together. That was the only way he was going to get out of it. They said to him, "You're probably not going to walk again." He worked really hard. He was able to walk again, and then he was like, "Well, I can't do manual stuff. What could I do?" And then he found the right person at the right time. And again, with a bit of a sub backstory, you know, not that he was pushing it, but someone pushed it on his behalf. Said, look, this guy's a really good guy. He'll fill the disability quota here at the BBC. And he went into the BBC as a disabled guy that wasn't disabled, you know, because that's, you know, that's what they like on the media. We don't want you to look disabled, but if you can tick the disabled box, that means we can say that we're fulfilling our quotas. This is good. This is good.
Is he disabled?
Yeah,
yes. Right.
Yeah. Is he bald? Yes. There we go. So he got into. And my first encounter with someone that had worked with him was that they said, he is one of the best presenters you work with. You literally give him a bit of paper. Like, you know, he could, you bear in mind, you know, he could be going to help someone in a different part of the country, but he has to do like a video intro at a specific location that looks good. So they'll say, oh, this is what you've got to say. They'll give him a bit of paper, and it's like, you know, 3 or 4 paragraphs, and he'll look at it and he'll go, all right, yeah, no problem, let's roll. And they go, what? Like, he said, literally, if you haven't worked with him, like, they like, he'll read that, he'll put it in his pocket, and then he'll go, let's go. And it's like, what?
Skills.
And
he literally does, like,
he's got like this really good, like, for not like eidetic memory, where he can literally look at it, get the gist of it, and he'll go, all right, let's roll. And he gives it like a word performance, and it's like they love it, because that's the best day. They don't want to stand there in the freezing cold doing 10 takes just to get like a little quick intro video. They want it to be like, he walks on, he goes bush bush bush, let's go, next one, let's get 10 of these out of the way, let's go to the pub.
Well, I mean, that was probably the defining factor, was getting him to the pub.
I can't say. I thought it was Dom Diamond. Yes, I think you're right, AVX Studios. I think it was Dom.
So I think Bob Mills, from memory, was the presenter on Games World, because I was on the show many moons ago.
Oh, wow.
And I actually own a Eliminator Champions jacket. So.
Well, it was very kind of you, Mean Machine Dean, to offer that as payment. This podcast. Very nice of you.
You would have to fight me until I stopped breathing and I ended, because
that's how I fight.
Yes, exactly, because that thing is going nowhere. Even if someone offered me stupid money, I would never hand it over, because that thing
and that was the one. It was filmed in it had the pews out, it had two big CRT TVs in the on the edge, and people just like battle it out on like the Street Fighter or whatever.
Yeah.
There was one as well. Do you remember the one that was on Sky? And we weren't a well off family, so we couldn't have Sky or cable or anything like that. But my friend had it, so I'd go round, and occasionally, if I'd stay for, you know, you'd go. Do you remember being a kid? You stay around people's like houses for dinner, like, you know, I'm going around Robert's for dinner, Mom. Oh, okay, no problem. Yeah, it's because I get to watch some different TV. So I'd go around and you'd watch it.
I like your thought processes, it's good.
It was the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yes!
Super Mario Brothers Super Show! Dun, 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 dun. And it's like this massively over guy with a moustache. I think he was a famous dude, actually. I seem to recall. Because I watched that just the other day. I played the clip on my show, because I'm playing Super Mario Brothers 3 on for the NES on Fridays. And absolutely sucking at it. But having a good time dying, you know. That's, you know, if you can. Here's the cool thing, right? You see these guys doing the speed run throughs of that, and they're there. They've got the things. They're doing it. They're not speaking to anyone. You can just hear them going like, and like humming the tune to themselves. But you're sitting there going. you know, you shouldn't do that. I'm playing away. And they've got, but they've got like 100 views or whatever. And then, you know, if you look at my channel in a different year, but they're speedrunning it and they're smashing it and they are absolute virtuosos at the game. You look at my channel, I'm dying left, right, and center. I load so many you wouldn't believe, but it's about the interactivity with the audience. Yeah, you can vouch for that. Approved. He dies like a mofo. But the thing is, it's not about, on my channel, it's not about the gameplay. The gameplay's there and we have fun and you guys can't even get through and all of that stuff and you watch me die and get frustrated as hell. But it's about chatting to everyone and make sure everyone's having a good time and a great day.
So we just had confirmation.
Manny Cole's in the room. I've just seen.
No. That's exactly who I was going to mention, actually, because she's also mentioned it was Lou Albano, who I didn't even realise. Wow.
Sorry, you cut out there.
It's Lou Albano, who was playing Mario in that intro sequence during the.
Who that is. Oh, the wrestler.
Yeah.
I wished it was Andre the Giant. There is something about me that just. Andre, we're going to put this big moustache and curly wig.
Okay.
When I put the clip out, he'd be like, okay, I will do this.
I think my favourite part about the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, I don't know why I just named it entirely, but whatever.
Because it should be named entirely. Giving it to credit, Dean.
Fine, whatever. Was the sequence at the bit when you see, I think it's... like Mario, Luigi, Toad and Princess flying through the sky on like a carpet. And then they're running underneath. And I'm like, there is no way you would be running that quick. So someone has clearly tweened and animated that a lot quicker than what you guys would be able to run.
No,
so.
You are joking. You do realise about the... You do realise that enables you to run at an insane level of speed. Exactly. It enables you to run so far that if you have a raccoon butt plug, you can fly in the sky.
This is true. You can definitely get some extra pace. That's for sure.
Where was I going? I was going to the story where people would like play off against each other, and I think it cut it because that was obviously a US import. I think the actual show that was on cable in the sky, I think it was a separate show. I'd love to know the name of that show so I could go and check it out. But people would do like two Street Fighter battles and two player Street Fighter battles. And then they would like interject with the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, and then they'd come back, and then they'd be like, they'd show a bit of the Zelda cartoon and things like that. Do you remember?
I remember it really well, actually.
But do you remember what it was called? Realistic physics in a computer game cartoon.
Shocker. Also, seems we've just picked up another follow. So.
Sorry, I lent on my mouse. I apologise. Right.
Very good. I like your banter. Bobsley, thank you very much for the follow. Very much appreciated.
Is it Bobusley?
But was it? Yes, it is Bobusley. There we go.
Bobusley.
That's how you pronounce it. There we go.
Damn it! It's early where he is. He's one of my great fans and supporters. I don't want to call him a fan. I don't like the term fan. It does imply kind of like that there's some kind of status difference, and there's not. Like I consider Bob to be an absolute friend. Like the guy had some issue with like the bank the other day, and I legitimately IRL was worried about him, like for reals. Mm. Seriously, genuinely worried about him, and it kind of semi got sorted out. But there was like I was being triggered by something bad happening to someone that I consider a friend. I'm just gonna have to reload your stream because
we've had another follow. Apparently, it's Sir Game Night. So thanks for the follow.
I may have just unfollowed and followed again for chucks.
Just for epic banter. Which now strangely brings my follow total up to 97, which still blows my mind that there's 97 people who decided to follow me.
When you get these good guys on, this is what...
It's not fans, it's community. Very true. Very true, Trista Bytes.
Yes, absolutely. It's not fans. 100% Trista Bytes. Trista, I don't know if you've ever been along to my channel, but literally, there's probably, I'd say, somewhere between 20-ish people that the channel is literally a hub of people, where people come together. I just happen to be on in the background. It's like having a community hall where all of us get together. And I just happen to be in the corner on TV, and anyone can get in if they want, when they want, but, like, you know, they don't have to. It's really... And strange enough, like, Inception style, I'm in the room as well, as an interactor.
as a mediator of all things. I think AVX Studios has just hit it on the head there. It's not community, it's family. Now that's deep.
Absolutely. That's right, fam. That is lit, fam. There we go. Velvet Brofists.
Look at that. Power. The world nearly exploded there. And I seem to have just picked up another follow. So Siege of Tongue. Thank you very
follow
much.
Follow train!
Thank you very much for the follow there. Much appreciated.
And, let's get this back to 100 followers. I completely agree. Cool. Now, can I just say some nice things about Dean, since Dean has been so phenomenally complimentary? And I'm not saying that because Dean has said nice things about me, because at the end of the day, I don't need to say anything. No one makes me do anything. I'm my own person. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
It certainly is.
Bruce Springsteen will never sound the same. The hat's coming off the compliment. Please don the compliment hat.
There we go.
Can I just say, not only is Dean a lovely guy, genuine guy, as you all no doubt know, but he is, just in case you're here, like, I don't know if Bob's come across Dean before. I'm sure you've come across Dean in the chat, but Bob has to go pretty early when it's when I start streaming, because it is stupid o'clock over there, which makes it even more special that he even tunes in for like 2 minutes at such a late time. If you don't know Dean is not only a great guy, he's a supporter of the Sir Game Night channel. He's one of my first. I launched my Patreon the other week just so that my monetary influx for creative content. And again, as you all know, it's not like I'm just trying to give me our money. It's a case that, like, I literally buy more stuff for you guys to have more enjoyment. Dean jumped on board, I think, was it like next day?
Yeah,
was
I it think,
as soon
I think
as,
it was
as soon as
like
you
that.
Found out there's, it was like, you've got a new Patreon, a patron, sorry. And I was like, whoa, mind blown. So, like, that's the kind of guy Dean is. He's a great guy. He's a wonderful supporter. I mean, just look at him. He's wearing a bloody hat.
Hi there, Me Machine Dean here. Thank you for listening to just over the first hour of the podcast, and a big thank you to Sir Game Night. There is an additional podcast, which is 3 hours long, where myself, Sir Game Night, Sazzle Doom, and the Gaming Muso talk what can only be described as nonsense for another 3 hours. This is an exclusive extended version, which will be uploaded separately. But to end this first episode with Sir Game Night, I would just like to thank him for joining. And if you'd like to check out any more information about Sir Game Night, please visit sirgamenight.tv. Thank you very much, and please make sure you subscribe, hit the bell, subscribe on any of the other platforms that I'm on, and also feel free to share this with any friends or family who would be interested in watching this, or listening to it, depending on which platform you're on. Thanks again, and see you soon.